Because of last night's windstorm in Anchorage, hundreds of middle and high school students in the city missed the opportunity to hear Justice Sandra Day O'Connor speak today. The retired Supreme Court Justice is in town to talk about her life and promote a civics education program she established. iCivics offers games that teach students how the court system and other branches of government work. When the storm closed schools for the day, the court system threw together a substitute event at the Alaska Supreme Court Chambers in downtown Anchorage. O'Connor was interviewed by Dana Fabe, Chief Justice of the Alaska Supreme Court. Justice O'Connor was the first woman appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court in 1981. But she says fresh out of Stanford Law School in the 1950s, no one would hire her because of her gender.
It was interesting because I was third in my class in law school. I had done well. I'd been on the law review and all those things, published articles. You'd think I would have had a job offer. I didn't. And there were at least 40 law firms listed on the bulletin board at the law school at Stanford saying, Stanford law graduates, call us. We'd like to talk to you about employment. I called every single one of them. Not one of them would give me an interview.
Justice O'Connor finally took a job as an attorney in California, working for free. But eventually she did get paid for her work. She moved to Arizona and served as an assistant attorney general and state senator there before being appointed to the Arizona Court of Appeals in 1979. 2 years later, she flew to the White House for an interview with President Ronald Reagan, who was looking for someone to fill an opening on the Supreme Court. O'Connor says she enjoyed her visit with the president, but told her husband she would never get the appointment.
3 days later, I got a phone call in my chambers in Arizona, the Court of Appeals, and the voice said, it's Ronald Reagan here. How are you today? I said, sir, how are you? And he said, I'd like to ask you to come be the next member of the Supreme Court. Is that all right with you? Pretty scary. So that's how it all took place.
Justice O'Connor says it was intimidating being the first woman appointed to the Supreme Court. She says the honor came with intense media scrutiny that was difficult to bear. But she says her appointment opened doors for women in the United States and all over the world.